Get your Bibles in your hand. I got my iPad with me, but that's not my Bible. So don't hold no iPad, no iPhone up. You ready? In a few minutes, I'll let them sow, and then we'll make this statement. Because you have no idea what's about to happen to you today. You have. I wish I could pour it all into you in one moment. But a powerful happening in the spirit world is going on. I'm excited to be around in these times. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So in a few moments, I want you to get your Bibles, get ready.
Thank you, Father.
We're going to say some things to get us ready for some things. Yeah, amen, amen. Yeah, I sense God's presence. It's, we had a great meeting in Columbus, Ohio. Great meeting. Great things happened. Great meeting. This is God's word I hold in my hand. It is the sword of the Spirit.
It is spirit.
And it is life.
I will send this word out today
over me
and my family.
And it will not return unto me void.
It will accomplish and prosper,
unto the things
where I sent it.
This is God's word.
I will hear it today.
And when I hear it,
it will speak to every situation
that I have in my life.
I will know what to do today.
I will know what to do tomorrow.
All this week,
I will walk
in the power of God's word
and revelation.
And revelation knowledge.
Mix it with faith.
The kingdom of God
and the courts of heaven
are connected
on the inside of me.
You may be seated.
Romans chapter 8.
But I want to ask you some questions to allow the Holy Spirit to get you ready. You may make a note on these questions. Then I'll give you some anchors you need to drop in this season. And then I'll show you 17 enemies that are going to be covered today. I think the list of the enemies, the 17, cover all enemies that can come against you. Drop 5, 6, or 7 anchors that those enemies can do you no harm. But I want to ask you some questions. I know some of y'all will be able to answer these questions in dealing with the affairs of life. The first question is there anything in your life defeated? All right, anything in your life defeated at this moment, I want to deal with that. The second question is there anything in your life you want to change? Get these questions out. The third thing, are you fully blessed or some of your life is a fake? I want to correct all that because there's no time to be no faking here now. The time has come to solve all contrary condition in your life. The time has come to solve. That's what this message is going to do this morning. One message. To solve all contrary conditions in your life. Can I get an amen on that?
Amen.
Then another question is asked. Do you want to enter into a divine place of reality?
Yes, sir.
The next statement will cause you to listen this morning. You will never be stopped from having the best. Today, the full life will be set in your lap. Get ready for a transaction that is real. Romans chapter 8. Let's look at the word a minute here. Romans chapter 8. Verse 35, Romans 8 is a powerful chapter. It takes you from being saved to sanctification. It takes you from being just saved to sanctification. Just don't want sin no more. Just don't have to sin. Just got enough power not to sin. Here in Romans 8, 35, really want to read the whole chapter, but 8:35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? And there's a list of 17 things that could separate you if you do not have the anchors of love drop. See, I am more than a conqueror because I'm connected to the love of God. Write that down. I am more than a conqueror because I'm connected to the love of God. Here's 17 things that I think cover the spectrum of anything that could throw you or hinder you or try to stop you or keep you from where God wants you to go. It's 17 things listed here. I might call them out as I go. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, that's one. Or distress, that's number two. Or persecution, that's number three. You with me? Underline in your Bible. Or famine. See, it's covered about everything. Or nakedness. Or peril, that's another one. Or sword, the enemy's sword. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Now, verse 37 is our key text. Would you read verse 37 with me? Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Then they list another number here in verse 38. I mean about almost everything that can come against you. Then we're going to drop five or six anchors of love out of the scriptures that will hold you in place. If any one of these 17 things that I think include all evil will try to touch your life, you're going to be aware of the fact that you cannot be defeated as long as you recognize and understand what being connected to God's love means and how powerful the love connection is in this life. Not just in the life to come. So anything that could come against you is listed here in these 17 things. You count them sometimes. I count them, the Holy Ghost. These 17 things. He talked about death and life with two of them. They can't even get a hold of you if you got these anchors dropped. All right, now, watch. There's some more. He said, after our text, our text is verse 37. And so after you leave here this morning, you understand what it is that you can conquer everything that is in opposition to you living a full life. Amen. Amen. I love my preaching, boy. Amen. Man, this is real, man. We're not talking, this is not a comic book. This is for real. God revealed unto us this morning the credentials of our conquering ship. Yes, sir. Evidence that he has provided for us to never be defeated no matter what come against us. Can I get three amen? It's so powerful. It's so powerful. Anything that you dealing with this morning, no matter how long you have been dealing with it, it will fall off today because you're going to come to a place of your strength, operating in the greatest spiritual law that exists, the law of love. The whole Bible, every law, every victory, everything in the Bible is run by this divine entity or this divine connection that God has placed you and I in to be in a world that can't defeat us. These love anchors we'll drop in a few moments. Uncompatible. Over exalted above everything. May it be sickness in your body, may it be finances, may it be family, may it be job situation, may it be your community you're living in, whatever it is, you will step out this morning as more than a conqueror. Whatever coming against you. I just want you, when I give you these five anchors, I want to look at these 17 things that are coming against you now, but I want to give you these five anchors to drop and some principles to work with. All right, y'all talk to me now. The student decide how much the teacher can give, you understand? Because you got to be getting this stuff, because if not, it'll just come back to me. See, I already got it in me. I've already studied it. So why should I take it back home? And you go home empty-handed. So you got to listen to what I'm saying. You know, I don't want no regular listener in here this morning. I want you listening, because this is a lot of hours preparing to give you something that is not normal. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right? Yes, sir. This is not something you're just going to read up on in the Bible. It has to be revealed. All right. Now watch. Watch in this 38 verse. The Apostle Paul is still talking. He says, "For I'm persuaded that neither," that's another enemy, "death, nor life, nor angels," call it all, call a roll call, "nor principalities." You see it? Now, you, what you're dealing with is in one of these 17 things. God, dog. I mean, you know it's in here, all right? "No power, no things present, no things to come." Good God Almighty. No height, no depth, nor any other creature shall be able. You know what he's saying? Shall not be able. That's what he's saying. So you got to read the Bible. Shall be able. He's saying, shall not be able to separate us or me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen? Now look back at this 37th verse. I want you to get a hold of it. You need to memorize that verse, because it will serve you well anytime you are attacked by these 17 entities. "Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that love us." Now, a conqueror set things in order. He just overtake things. I looked it up this morning. But these five things now, four of them is found in Ephesians 3. One of the anchors you need to drop is the unsearchable riches of Christ. The unsearchable riches of Christ. His riches has not been exalted. You cannot. When you get a revelation, you think you got a revelation, but there's many more to come. Notice in verse 8 of the third chapter of Ephesians, The Apostle Paul said, unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentile the unsearchable riches of Christ. Now, here's what I'm saying to you. That is an anchor. It's not searchable, but there's so much. The word unsearchable means there's so much in Christ that there's nothing else to add up to it. When you talk about the unsearchable riches of Christ, it's talking about there's so much in there, you will never get the last of it. Every time you go back, there's going to be more of Christ. Every time you go back, there's more of Christ, more of Christ, more of Christ. More than the 17 things that are against you. It's unsearchable. It's unsearchable what he's saying. Keep searching. Keep searching. Because as you search, he's going to reveal himself in another facet. Inexhaustible. Never. The needle of Christ will never be on empty. You will never go to the unsearchable riches of Christ and it says, I don't have this. You will always, good God Almighty, you will always find your answer as you shake Christ down. There's so much in Christ's pocket. There's so much in Christ's bosom. It just cannot be exhausted. Anything you need, anything you desire, anything you want, anything you need to change, if you search Christ, you're going to find it in his pocket. You'll find it in his hand. See, you understand? I'm talking, you got to understand what the Bible trying to tell you is that there are spiritual laws, there are spiritual gifts, there are spiritual answers, there are spiritual truths. There's spiritual knowledge. There's spiritual power. Await you in that one anchor, the unsearchable riches of Christ. All the 17 enemies you read, tribulation, famine, stress, all of death, life, no height, no depth, all of those things that the enemy will try to use against you, cannot stop you because you got this anchor of the unsearchable riches of Christ. Amen. You got it? The second anchor I want you to drop this morning, because we need these anchors. The manifold wisdom of God. What'd I say? In love. In the item of divine love is the unsearchable riches of Christ. Also in there is the manifold wisdom of God. Boy, that's a mouthful. That. The manifold special insight into everything of God. Insight that is not in the library. Insight that is not in the educational institution. It is a divine insight that only comes from God. And every dilemma, everything you're dealing with, everywhere you're trying to get, that insight has the light. It is the manifold, say it, manifold wisdom of God is in God's love toward me. Say it. I'm never wanting for light. I'm never wanting for finding my way out of anything. I'm never wanting for finding my way into where I want to go. Because I live in the anchor of the love of the manifold wisdom of God. Ooh, y'all. The unsearchable riches of Christ belong to me. The manifold wisdom of God belong to me. I can get an answer. I can get an opening anywhere, at any time, no matter what's going on around me. God will show me a way to step into my conquering position. Hey! No matter what's going on up in here this morning, we came in here to override it with a message from heaven to come to earth to handle your business. The Lord, I'm going to tell you now, the Lord said, I'm going to speak to you this morning how to handle your business. In dropping these two anchors, you writing them down? Oh, my goodness. In dropping these two anchors, it kicks off three or four other anchors that you need. One is based on prayer. There are three. I'm going to show them to you so you can mark them in your Bible. Oh, yeah, you're going to see this. In verse 12 are three love anchors. The first one deal with Hebrews 4:16, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace to find mercy and grace to help in time of need. I'm just going to deal with boldly. See, the anchor you find in verse 12 is boldness, access, and confidence. Those are love anchors. Boldness. Boldness means I know I'm supposed to be here. Well, on top. Boldness know that I know I need to be a good success. Boldness know that I'm supposed to prosper because I'm in Christ. Boldness know I don't supposed to be sick nor broke because I'm in Christ. Boldness know I don't supposed to be suffering from worry, fear, anxiety, oppression because I'm in Christ. Boldness know I got you whipped. You can't whoop me. I'm in Christ. You not in Christ. I'm in Christ. You not in Christ. I'm in Christ. You not in Christ. Who win? I win because I'm in Christ. Boldness. Boldness walking the place. Don't know how you going to come out in the natural, but know they're going to win. Boldness. Answer the phone before it rings. It knows exactly what to say because it got God on its side. Romans 8:31 says. Romans 8:31 says. Romans 8:31 says. What shall you say then to these things? If God be for me, tell me who. Are you following me? I want to say to you that what you're dealing with is Mickey Mouse according to who you are. You are more than a conqueror. In the spirit, you can handle any situation because you got the divine, you got the supernatural, you got the power of God, you got God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost in your corner. You can come out swinging after this morning. Don't accept that. What's telling you not going to make it. Come out swinging, knowing that I'm not swinging by myself. Y'all make some noise. Act like God is saying something to you. Don't just sit there and say, ha, ha, ha. No, your problems are solved this morning. Your solution has come to this house today. Your victory, your help. Wow! You are not somebody, listen to me, talk to me here. You are not somebody trying to make it. You are not somebody trying to hang on. Through boldness, you establish things. Yes, Access. Access. Other words, where there's no opening, you have access. Why? Because the Bible said the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and the world. So no matter where it is, I can go there. But I have access because I'm anchored in God's love. I'm connected to the love of God. I'm connected to the most powerful thing that exists. Technology cannot touch love. Political power cannot touch love. Money cannot touch the power of God's love. And I have God's love wrapped around me. Access. Then I have confidence that I can't fail and I'm not going to lose because I'm more than a conqueror. Look at your text again. Look at Romans 8:17. Read it, 8:37. Read it to me again. Jesus Christ. Listen to what he said. Listen to what God's saying to you today. I have so much children to say to you. Nay, no. In all these things, what thing, whatever come up, we are what? More, not just than conquered. How? Why? 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 Through him, what? So, unsearchable riches, the manifold wisdom of God, boldness, access, confidence. Let's look at access. Look at access in Romans 5, 1 and 2. Look at what kind of access I have. Romans 5. Romans 5, 1. And then we'll go to Romans 5, 2. Find out. And then, oh my goodness, that's another anchor. I feel it coming up. Yeah. Therefore, being justified by what? We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. You got it? Go to the next verse. Access by faith into what?
This grace.
This favor wherein we stand. I stand in grace. I'm standing in grace. Everything that try to come against me have to come against the grace of God. Come against the love of God. I'm standing in favor. When I'm standing up before somebody in this system, they don't understand. They don't stand a chance. They really can't turn me down if I know who I am, because I'm standing in a favor that would overrule every opposition. Remember, every day, children, that you stand, no matter where you're standing at, you're standing in the favor of God. It can happen in a moment. That what you desire may happen in a moment, because you not only, you standing in the favor of God. Right now, right here, right now. Don't care how it look. There's no opposition can stand against the favor of God. When God hands a favor upon you, child, everything work out in your favor. Wave your hand at me. Wave your hand at me. Matter of fact, as the apostle of this house, I pronounce every move you make is a move of favor. In the name that is above every name, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Jesus of favor, live on the inside of me. The spirit of favor lives on the inside of me. Are you understanding me?
Yes, sir.
You feel that?
Yes, sir.
God have dropped down in this place. He's finding a people he can use to magnify his name. Yes, sir. How she got out of that? Couple got all the way up there. What they doing? What they using? Where they work at? Who did it for? Y'all don't want me to preach up in here? I
have now special favor upon you and your household. This is God's day of favor. This is my day of favor. I ain't going through that no more. You understand what I'm saying? I feel the Holy Ghost. You understand what I'm saying? Now, we're not just saying words here now. Something got to happen. Something about to happen. We're not just saying word. I received $100 check. We're not receiving just word. That came up in the spirit. That ain't on the notes. I see favor headed in my direction. Y'all better talk to me here. When favor comes, every evil thing has to leave. Lack and limitation, opposition. I see favor walking around in your house right now. Wait until you get back. You better let me talk to you. Wait until you get back home. Waiting at the door for you. Who up in here getting help? You getting it? Like you saw those 17 entities. What the Holy Spirit is trying to tell you is there is nothing and nobody and no way and no situation that can stop you when you're using what I've given you. The unsearchable riches of Christ by itself can handle it. The manifold wisdom of God by itself can handle it. Then he says boldness, access. Now if you read, if you look at Romans 5, 1 through 5, it talk about tribulation, all that stuff come up. But then it dropped another anchor in the fifth verse. Let's drop this anchor in the fifth verse. Matter of fact, it got two anchors in there. And hope make it not ashamed. That's an anchor right there. Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. What an anchor. The love of God is shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Ghost. Now, all the laws of the Spirit and all the prophetic moment that ever exists hangs on the hanger of love. The Bible talks about in the 22nd chapter of Matthew, love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your mind, all your strength, and all your soul. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Then he said, all the law and the prophet hangs on this. Right? Sit down, I'm appreciate you a little bit. Shuck, man. I feel it rumbling now. Come on, preach to me a little bit. I've been preached too. See? If you heard anything I said, your life will never be the same. Your life will never be the same. All right, let me give you these things, because if I keep talking, I'm not going to give them to you. The text is Romans 8:37. That's your text. Nay, in all these things, we are what? More. Through him that loved us. Huh? Here's some things I want to call your attention to. I need to go on here. I need to. All right. I must stay aware, stay in awareness of the spiritual law of love at all time. Now, don't let this pass you now, because church folk let stuff pass them. Turn to John 14. I'm going to make a statement here. Love subpoenas the Trinity. When you're operating in love, it subpoenas God, it subpoenas Jesus, and it subpoenas the Holy Spirit. Love arrests the Godhead to your rescue. Father God said it that way. He said it that when you operate in love a certain way, he got to come, Jesus got to come, and the Holy Ghost got to come. Now you know the game over, right? Right, you know, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, all three showed up. Manifest in your mess to straighten it out. You don't have no business living in no mess. You don't have no business living in lack. You don't have no business living in no confusion because you're a child. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. You're a child of God. Wave your hand if you're not going to forget this. Because you're like, this is a life-changing experience this morning. Dude. Yes, how many of y'all know that? Yes, sir. How many of y'all know this is not regular preaching? Yes, how many of y'all know I'm not teaching y'all how to fight? I'm training you that you have already won. Walk in it. What? You already won. Walk in it. You already won. Walk in it. You are designed by God to stay ahead of the devil. When he think he have caught up, you settle the case. John 14, you there? Now, here's a way to subpoena the Godhead. In every situation, every desire, every transaction in your life from this day forward, you will know how to subpoena God. Serve God, notice you got to move on this.
Good God Almighty. I'd preach myself happy, Harry.
Yeah, it's serving God. Notice, God, you say you're such a big God. Now, I'm telling you, I want this mess out of my life. Be big in my life. Weather not bad up in here. I said the weather not bad up in here. And no water take over here, it's a word take over. If you only realize, before I read this verse, oh my goodness, if you only realize what the Spirit of God is saying to you, if this morning is your takeover, this morning is you being able to take down every wall that's blocking you from your blessing. This is your morning, this is your morning. Look at somebody and say, this is your morning. Point your finger at them. Don't just sit there like nothing happening. The Spirit of God is in his house. This is your morning.
Glory.
Before I read these other voices, I want you to know how powerful it is that the subpoena of the Trinity. God has put you in a position as his child. You can subpoena him. And he'll come when you send for him. And he always on time. Jesus, the Son of God, said, if you send for me, I'll come. The Holy Spirit said, I'll work it out for you. If you just know what to do, how to get us to manifest. We got to know how to get God to manifest. There's a way to get God to manifest. In every situation, he'll manifest. When he manifests, it's over. You ready? I said, you ready? How many of y'all ready for God to manifest in that thing only you and God know about? Yeah.
A bunch of things about to be corrected yet this morning. All over the world, they listen. In the United Kingdom, Africa, Hawaii, they listen from everywhere. A bunch of things about to happen yet this morning. When the people of God learn how to subpoena. You know what subpoena means? You got to come. Let them send you, they want you to serve on the jury and don't show up. Oh yeah, your behind gonna come, partner. They gonna come get you. That's law in the land. You talk about, come on, I don't wanna serve. Yeah, you gonna serve. You gonna serve one way or the other. You gonna serve on this side or the other side of the bars I'm talking about. This first principle. I must stay in awareness of the spiritual law of love at all times. That I can, in my case, by myself, subpoena the Trinity at my house, in my car, no matter where I am, I have that divine right to call God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit on the scene, not just when I'm in trouble, just because I want something to happen. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my God. I know some of my members not yet, but if they knew what I was going to say this morning, they'd have swim all the way here. Because this is the Lord. This is the time that God is about to do something in the midst of his people. And you're walking in special favor the rest of your life. I know I got favor on me. Say it. Who told you you wasn't going to make it? Who told you you're going to be in this condition the rest of your life? Who told you you was a fail? Who told you you couldn't have that? Who told you you couldn't live in that kind of house? Who told you you couldn't drive that kind of car? Who told you that lie? Yes, sir. Who told you? Who told you it's going to be this way all the time? Don't you believe them? They do not have the last word in your life. The Lord God Almighty, he has the last word in my life. He tell me where I can go. He tell me what I can have. He tell me I'm his own. Victory, triumph belong to me. Who told me that I'm going to be in this condition all my life? Who told you you can't have a husband? Who told you you can't have a wife? Stop listening to them. Listen to me this morning. You can have what you say. Who told you that Trey never gonna walk? Who told you Madison never gonna talk? Who told you that? Who told you that? Don't listen to it. God got the last word. Who told you that? Who told you that? Don't believe him. God got the last word. Don't care how long it takes. God is still working.
told you you wasn't going to get out of that situation? Who told you God had not forgiven you? Why are you still carrying that? So what? You made a mistake. Step out of it. Told you. Who told you? Who told you? You're rising right now. Who told you? It's closer than you think. You're going to be happier than you ever been in your life. It might look a little dark now. And it might look like it's not working out. But I promise you, the day coming, you're going to be happier than you ever been in your life. Rejoice! For the Lord is here. Rejoice! For the Lord is here. He's about to do something in your life. He's about to change something for you. Don't be weary. Don't be downhearted. Don't be sad. Be glad. Make yourself happy. Rejoice in the Lord. For it ain't over till you win. You heard me? It's not over till you win. No, you didn't hear me. I say it's not over until you win. Rejoice, for the Lord is here. Rejoice, for Jesus is here. Rejoice, for the Holy Ghost is here. Rejoice. He's been holding you for a long time, but rejoice. He should have never let you got here this morning. Rejoice. Whoa, rejoice. Good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. I see somebody going free. I see yokes falling off and burden falling off. I see oppression leaving in the name of Jesus. I see men and women walking in the Word of God, telling their story, how they got over. Yay! Oh, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Miracles are on the way. Signs and wonders is ours today. Rejoice! Rejoice! There's another rain falling. It's not only a natural rain, but there's another flood coming. There's another flood on the way. Not a natural flood, not by water. As a flood of God's power, as a flood of God's glory, yeah, is on the way. Get ready. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't want to help myself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Glory. I call for miracles. Signs and wonders over Ascension Parish. I call the miracles, signs and wonders over Louisiana. I call for miracles, signs and wonders to begin to grow to every church in this area. Men and women of God will begin to preach with power. I call the apostolic up on every church in this area in the name of Jesus. Unsearchable riches, the manifold wisdom of God. I have boldness, I have access, I have confidence, I have hope, I have glory. The love of God has been shed abroad in my heart that produces all of that.
Are you hearing me? I can tell you one thing right now. I can tell you this right now. Your life will never be the same. The Holy Spirit is going to keep shedding these thoughts in your mind. What you heard today. Something going to try to tell you something else, but you're going to get up and shake yourself. Nope. I'm through this. Use your imagination. Use your visualization. See yourself where you're trying to go. See yourself having what you're trying to have. That's why God gave you imagination, that you can skip some time. You don't have to go to the natural cycle. You can take your imagination and go there today. I see you on the other side of sickness. I see you on the other side of lack. I see you on the other side of confusion. See yourself on the other side. Oh, you're going to sit there and don't say nothing. You're just going to stand up. You're not going to say nothing. You're just going to stand up and look at me. You just act like I never told you nothing. You just going to stand up there and be cute. You better recognize what's happening to you up in here. You just going to stand up and tell me, yeah, I'm at church. You better open your mouth and say something. God all over this place about to do something for you that never been done before. You were just standing and look at me. What is it? You out your mind? Something happening up in here this morning. The glory of God in this house. God about to do something up here this morning. You stand there and look at me. Don't look at me. Look at him. You mean to tell me you're going to leave out here with that same problem? You're going to leave out here with that same desire? What is the matter with you? You better run with that girl there. Do something. Is you out of your mind? God up in this house. God is doing something in this house. The Spirit of God is moving in this house. I don't care what nobody thinks. I don't care what nobody says. God is moving through his word in this house today. God is doing something for his people today. Not tomorrow. Not next week. Not next month. Not next year. He's doing it right now. Don't you stand and let this stuff pass you up. This is the power and the glory of God. Haven't you been praying? Haven't you been asking God to do something for you? Why he come to answer you this morning? Yeah, it is. Good God Almighty, God say, I'll do it right now. You let me do it, I'll do it up in here. I'll do it right now. I'll do it in the open. I'll do it right now. Oh, Lord. Let me do it. Let me do it for you. Let me do it for you. Let me do it for you. You my daughter. You my son. Let me do it for you. Let me do it for you. I know it seems like it can't be done, but there's nothing too hard for me. Nothing impossible for me. Let me do it for you. Stop trying to do it yourself. Let me do it for you. I'm able to do it for you. Let me do it for you. Let me have that problem. Let me have that situation. Let me do it for you. I want to do it for you. You my child. You my child. Let me do it. Let me do it. Let me do it. I want to do it for you. Don't worry about it. Don't be fearful. Let me do it for you. Woo. My God in heaven. The Lord is in this place. My God in heaven. I said the Lord is in this place. Let me do it. Let me do it. Let me do it. Let me do it. Let me have it. Let me have it. Let me have it. I can do it right now.
What you've been praying about? What you've been asking God to do for you? What one of your loved ones need God to touch them for you? To change their heart, change their mind. What you need in here this morning? The Lord is here to do it for you. Receive it. I believe it. I receive it. The Lord is doing it for me now. You know what I heard? You know what I heard? Text somebody and tell them you're out. Text somebody. Text somebody and tell them you're out. I received. Text somebody. Text somebody and tell them I was in church this morning and I got out of every problem I had. Text somebody. Tell them the Lord is moving in Darrow. Tell them the Lord is moving like the water on the land. Text somebody. Tell them that I got out this morning. I went to church one way, but I'm going back home another way. Tell somebody God have done something for me that he never done before. I'm changed. I'm changed. Tell somebody. Text them. Text them right now. Text them in Darrow, in the Word of Life Christian Center. And something, I just got out. The old phone don't want to work this morning. The service bad. That's the problem. The service, he knew we were going to text out this morning. We're going to tell somebody. Something happened in Darrow. Get you as quick as you can. It's almost. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I'll do it, Lord. I sure would. I'll do it. I will do it. You know I'll do it. That's nothing. Send me going to another text now when I got too high for it. We'll come back to it next Sunday.